Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, here in the U.S., wind is the fastest growing source of electricity, and there are few places with more wind energy potential than Wyoming. But almost no new wind turbines have been built there in 6 years. Depending on who you ask, the challenges have been political, technical, or both. But now, things are starting to change, as Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce reports.
Renewable energy has not always been welcomed with open arms in Wyoming.
If wind doesn't provide some form of significant benefit to the state of Wyoming, I don't care if it's here.
That was State Senator Ogden Driscoll in May. He sits on the legislature's revenue committee, which was talking about increasing the state's tax on wind energy, the only such tax in the nation. That increase was proposed as a way to help offset revenue shortfalls from the crash in oil, coal, and gas prices. And initially, it seemed to have considerable support. But when the tax hike actually came up for a vote in September, it failed overwhelmingly. Even Driscoll voted against it.
Senator Driscoll.
No.
Senator Kinstrom.
No.
Representative Dayton.
No.
During more than 5 hours of public comment to the committee, not a single person spoke in favor of the tax hike. Not even the half dozen fossil fuel lobbyists in the room. And dozens of wind company representatives, lobbyists, and local government officials spoke against it, saying it would kill wind projects. Senator Ray Peterson said raising taxes would send the wrong message.
Either we embrace it or we wave goodbye to it.
The show of support was unprecedented. Lloyd Drain is the former director of the Wyoming Infrastructure Authority and now a wind energy consultant. Standing out in the middle of a pasture in southeast Wyoming with the wind ripping past, he explains that even though the mission of the Infrastructure Authority was to diversify the state's economy,
it was a chore, and I got heat at times, you know, being an advocate for wind, which actually diversifies the economy.
But Drain says with the downturn in the mineral industry, it's a good time for Wyoming to embrace wind.
Name me one other industry that, one other project, I don't care anywhere in the state from east to west and north to south, name one project that's even $1 billion that's in development right now.
In total, more than $12 billion worth of wind projects are proposed. The possibility of scaring off that enormous investment appears to have swayed legislators. But political support alone isn't enough for Wyoming's wind industry to boom. There are technical challenges as well. Standing with Drain at the base of a 200-foot-tall meteorological tower, Juan Carlos Carpio reads the wind speed off a digital display.
So that's fast.
That's super.
That's super fast.
Yes, that's 100% on the turbines.
Carpio is the CEO of a Venezuelan wind company called Viridis Eolia. In a tailored suit with a wind turbine lapel pin, he looks out of place in the middle of a pasture littered with cow patties and the bleached bones of dead pronghorn. But he's been spending a lot of time here recently.
We came to the point of looking at Wyoming for the very, very excellent wind resource.
That was back in 2010, but good wind was just the first consideration. Then came the technical challenges, finding a location not in protected wildlife habitat with access to transmission lines.
Permitting transmission lines is a very long process and uncertain.
Carpio thinks he's found a way around needing new transmission lines, but other developers haven't been as fortunate. Most of the wind built in Wyoming would be sold to customers out of state, and hundreds of miles of new lines have been in the permitting process for years. Now, several of those are close to being approved, and that could open the floodgates. Construction has already begun on the largest onshore wind farm in North America, the Choctari Sierra Madre project, and there are half a dozen smaller projects in the works, including Carpio's, which at 700 turbines is actually quite large.
See all that high plane over there?
Yeah.
And to the west, all until the eye can see.
That's where the project would be.
That's yeah. The whole project area. The 90,000 acres.
90,000 acres. That's 140 square miles blanketed in wind turbines. If even half of the projects currently proposed are actually built, they would more than double the state's current wind generating capacity. And with the political and technical challenges closer to resolution, Wyoming wind is poised to boom. For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Joyce.
And Stephanie's story came to us from Inside Energy, a public media collaboration focused on America's energy issues.